When we grabbed our game and started playing the way we wanted to play, then yeah, we were good. I mean, it's one of those just unrecognisable performances. You know, we didn't kick the ball. We made a lot of errors. Widnes were playing pretty well. They had the game by the short and curlies, and it just took us a while to grab it back. And when we did, we were pretty confident. So, and do what we do and do it well, and we feel like we've got a chance against anybody.
You can't buy spirit, can you? And the spirit in the team was evident at half time when you went off. It almost seemed like you were in the lead. I don't know. What was that all about?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, they were buzzing in the changing rooms. Obviously, we'd come back into the game, and you could see that there was a real belief there. You could see that they'd rather just stay out there and keep playing. You know, I think one of the comments was Widnes wanted that half time to come as quick as they could. And our guys wanted to stay out there, so you know you've got a bit of something there, and they know, you know, players generally know what's going on. And we spoke about a couple of obvious things at half time, and they corrected a lot of them. They tidied the game up. We knew we could score. We were looking dangerous when we got in good field position. It's just our defence was pretty shabby, and we didn't kick the ball. We just made too many errors. So, you know, once we fixed a few things up, we were pretty tidy, I thought.
That left-hand edge of yours, it's a goldmine for you, isn't it? Webster, Solomona down that side are frightening.
Well, yeah, Luke Gale's pulling the strings there. I thought Cookie did a great job in the back row. He's probably say that he's a better middleman, but in the back row, I thought he did a really good job today. Gale's pulling the strings, and, you know, Webster and Solomona are doing an outstanding job out there, scoring a lot of points. Denny's obviously a great finisher and did that pretty well again today. So, yeah, but I think, you know, Mike McMeekin's been good on the right. Tom Holmes is slotting in there and doing a good job.
Can I ask you about his defence today? Because they put a lot at him, didn't they? I think the one spell in the first, he made four successive tackles. He's defensively very strong, isn't he, Holmes?
Yeah, he's played a bit of hooker, so he is. They put Houston on him a fair bit. And he stood up, and he will tell him he's a tough character. You can see he's feeling his way within. You know, we've got a dominant half on the left-hand side at the moment. And Tom, I thought he did some really good things against Huddersfield. Worked hard tonight. Probably the plaudits will go to the left side. But he's a young player who's doing a great job in there for us. And as a half, for a young player, it is quite tough. And he'll get a lot from what he's doing at the moment. So I'm really pleased with the way he's fitted in. And, you know, we had Greg Minnickin, you know, 21-year-old, Tom Holmes, 20. Just Mike McMeekin, 21. That edge is, you know, it's nearly, combined is nearly my age about. So, yeah, they're doing fantastically well for us, the young guys, at the moment.
They seem to target Minnickin early on, but he learned from, he got bundled into touch. He seemed to learn from that, and he had a good input as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's strong, Greg. He's growing. He's, you know, such a young player, and he's come into the team and shown he can handle it. Got a couple of lessons early on, as you say. He's not the heaviest centre at the moment, and he got bundled out. He needed to adjust his lines a little bit, and he did that. Started to come back in a little bit tighter, harder off his right foot. I thought he played well. He looks strong in contact. He manages everything pretty well. So he's another one who I've been really pleased with, and, you know, you see people like Gadwin Springer coming off the bench. Thought he was awesome. He's 22. You got Big Will Mayer who's 20. So the future's pretty strong. And we're winning games now with a really young team, and we're only going to benefit from that as we move forward.
I'm going to say your bench today with McShane coming. McShane's in outstanding form, isn't he? At the minute, he seems to be.
Yeah, just trying to get him to play his game. You know, I keep talking to him about confidence and playing his game because he's a very talented nine. And Ads Milner's been playing at 13, really. He's playing in the middle, and I thought he was excellent today. Both of them as a combination played really well. So it's pleasing that players are slotting into different positions and just getting on with it. And that's, you know, I think that's what we were good at today. When we were in a tough spot, we just got on with it and got the job done.
And you mentioned Springer. I guess that's one negative today. He got a reoccurrence of that groin problem.
Yeah, it's just when he went straight through the middle of them. He re-injured his groin, which is disappointing, because when he is playing, he's playing really well. You can see he's another one who's growing all the time. He needs game time to be on the field, and you can see that he's just getting used to it more and more. But yeah, he's a reoccurrence of his groin, massive slight hamstring that kept him out for the the second half. So yeah, we've got a couple of things that are hurting us, but like I say, we'll just get on with it. Hopefully we'll get some players back and then we start, just keep moving forward, keep working out.
In times of adversity, they say you find out more about your team. They keep turning up for you. Whoever pulls on that shirt is doing your job at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we've had some real tough battles. Obviously, Leeds and Huddersfield, we had to go away to Catalan. I thought they did a great job there, and you know, with a little bit more composure, we could have probably won that game, even though it got away from us a little bit. And then coming here today, you know, a team that's got pretty much all its troop backs. They've got a couple missing, but yeah, we are doing a great job at the moment. The players that are in there, whoever it is just working exceptionally hard. And and we're playing well as well. I think we're still doing some pretty good things. Just need to be a little bit more consistent. But that is tough when you're changing the team every week.
When you're going to get, well, A, when you're going to get some bodies back, and B, when you do, you're going to have some problems, aren't you? And who to pick?
Yeah, well, that's the way I always wanted it. I mean, you have a decent-sized squad for a reason, and you know, I want the guys to be pressing each other and making my job difficult. I like to have a difficult job from the perspective of selecting a team. Hopefully, you know, I said to the guys this week, the selection policy this week is if you fit, you're in, and that was effectively it. We had that's what we had available, the 19-man squad, and you know, hopefully we'll get some players back. And then, like I said to those guys, is make it hard for me to put people in. And that's what they are doing.
And last one, Lynch, again, we mention him every week, but another leading from the front performance.
Yeah, he don't get spoken as much as Jamie Peacock has over recent years, and for me, just pretty much the same job. Real tough, honest, durable character who you know, you can rely on to be a rock solid as a ball carrier, as a leader, as an all-round professional, just outstanding. And I thought today he was immense, just consistently carrying the boys, consistently over 20 carries, you know, and out there for 70 minutes, just an awesome performance from him.